بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: لما نزلت هذه الآية وأنذر عشيرتك الأقربين، دعا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قريشا فاجتمعوا فعم وخص، وقال: يا بني عبد شمس، يا بني كعب بن لؤي، أنقذوا أنفسكم من النار. يا بني مرة بن كعب، أنقذوا أنفسكم من النار. يا بني عبد مناف، أنقذوا أنفسكم من النار. يا بني هاشم، أنقذوا أنفسكم من النار. يا بني عبد المطلب، أنقذوا أنفسكم من النار. يا فاطمة، أنقذي نفسك من النار، فإني لا أملك لكم من الله شيئا غير أن لكم رحما سأبلها ببلالها. رواه مسلم. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says that when this verse was revealed, وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ, that warn your close relatives, وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ, that warn your close relatives. This was sent to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This verse came down, was revealed, so that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he tells his close relatives about the oneness of Allah, and if they do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the invitation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then they will go into Jahannam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam summoned the people, the Quraysh, fa'amma wa khassa, and he spoke to them in general terms and spoke to specific tribes. So fa'amma, he spoke in general to all the Quraysh, and wa khassa, then he took certain tribe names as we heard now. Ya Bani Abdi Shams, oh the Banu Abdu Shams tribe, Banu Ka'ab ibn Lu'ay. Like this, he mentioned all their names, these specific sub-tribes of the entire Quraysh tribe. What was his message? Anqidhu anfusakum min al-nar, save yourselves from the fire of Jahannam. The same for Bani Murrah, and Banu Abdu Manaf, Banu Hashim, Banu Abdul Muttalib. And then he specifically even mentioned this to Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, his beloved daughter, who was very small at that time. But he is making her tarbiyah and explaining to her a very important point. Anqidhi nafsaki min al-nar, Fatima, save yourself from the fire of Jahannam. Fa'inni la amliku lakum min Allahi shay'a, because I have no way of helping you against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. In other words, you have to bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accept the sharia. And on the day of Qiyamah, you have to save yourself from the fire of Jahannam. Yes, intercession, as we mentioned last night, is a separate issue. But each person will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he has to, or she has to account for his or her own sins. It is not that because you, my daughter, I'm the Nabi of Allah, then automatically you'll be saved from the fire of Jahannam. So, لا أملك لكم من الله شيئا, I have no way of saving you against Allah. غير أن لكم رحيما سأبلها ببلالها. Apart from this point, that in this world, you are my relative, you are my daughter, and the other people, the other tribes, they were all from the Quraysh tribe. He says, I will maintain ties of kinship with you. So what does this hadith explain? That each person has to make his own effort, believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bring iman. It is not your relationship with any pious person or Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that automatically you will gain admission into Jannat and you will be safe from the fire of Jahannam. No, each person has to make an effort himself, number one. Number two, this, even if you have relatives who are disbelievers, سَأَبُلُّهَا بِبِلَالِهَا, one has to maintain relationship with even the disbelieving family members. So, some people might feel that because he's not a believer, my uncle or my aunt, then I have to break all relationship with them. No. Rasulullah SAW says no. Even if the person is your close relative, then too, you must still maintain family relationship with the person, still be kind, still be polite. If the person needs anything, you should assist him. This is the teaching of Islam. وَنَبِي عَبْدِ اللَّهِ بْنِ عَمْرِ بْنِ الْعَاصِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنُهُمَا قَالَ سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ جِهَارًا غَيْرَ سِرٍّ. He says, Hazrat Abdullah bin Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala says, I heard Rasulullah mentioning very in a loud voice. He did not say it softly. In other words, I heard him very distinctly. Yaqul saying, Inna ala bani fulanin laysu bi awliya. Inna ala bani fulanin laysu bi awliya'i. Innama waliyyi Allahu wa salihul mu'minin. Walakin lahum rahimun abulluha bi bilaliha muttafaqun alayhi. Wal lafzu lil Bukhari. There's a similar thing here, in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, the family of so and so are not my friends. My friends are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the righteous believers. However, those people who have not accepted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have not accepted the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are related to me and I will maintain ties of kinship with them. So even though that they have not accepted Iman, they are disbelievers, I will still maintain ties of kinship with them. But as far as friends are concerned, my friend is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The pious believers, these are my friends. But even those who are disbelievers, but they are family, then I will still maintain relationship with them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding. And this is the importance of family relationship. This we have done so many ahadith and so many more to come, all regarding the same topic. We did rights of the parents, respect to parents, obedience to parents, and maintaining family relationship, even if the person is a distant family member, and even if the person is a disbelieving family member, then too Sharia has placed so much of the importance of maintaining ties with our family members. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانه وتعالى.